My name is Michael Adine. It's my singular pleasure to introduce two of my favorite people, Pete Hoekstra and Michael Tanji. Both very smart, both very serious, both very straight and honest and thoughtful. So we're going to have a very pleasant hour and a quarter, hour and 20 minutes or so. I just want to give you a couple of deep thoughts, a relative concept at 8:30 in the morning. But since I've now been in Washington nigh on to 30 years, I remember some of the processes, the results of which we're going to see this morning. Pete Hoekstra, as you know, is the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, which in Washington is known as an oversight committee. There are three great mysteries in the modern world, at least three, on the history of words. One is, how did the word virtue, that used to stand for the masculinity of men, come to be applied to the chastity of women? The second is, how did people who advocate revolution come to be called conservatives? And the third is, how did the word oversight come to be applied to people who actually look at things, when the word oversight means the opposite, right? Those are the three great mysteries of language in contemporary Washington. The second is that we should all recognize that in the evolution of committees that are known as oversight committees, the great iron rule of bureaucracy has once again come into play, since these committees, both Pete's committee and the counterpart committee in the Senate, were created famously to ride herd on rogue elephants at the CIA. And now, if you follow the events of these committees, they have, of course, evolved to become a rogue elephant themselves and are now trying to become the CIA, as far as one can tell, reading the newspapers. And if they are riding herd on anyone, it would seem from recent events, at least in the Senate, they are riding herd not on the intelligence community, but on the executive branch, and particularly on the White House and secret corridors, presumably secret corridors in the Pentagon.